Hey there! Welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. I am so happy you're here.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
So on Fridays, I normally do a show recorded live from my car. I like to call it Car Smart because you're just driving in your car, getting smart, or maybe you're walking on the treadmill or cleaning the closet. Whatever it is, I record it from my car, and I do so in order to just shed some light or share some answers. Today, what I'm sharing with you is a training that I released also today to help people grow their Instagram. The five things you've got to stop doing right now because the algorithms have changed. And this is a really powerful training. And I thought, gosh, my podcast listeners, they're not as likely to watch a video. They probably would love to hear this in an audio form. So you're welcome. You get to hear the audio version of this training. Now, I want you to hear from one of my students. This is Diane Black, okay? She is a student of the Marketing Impact Academy, and I freaking love her because when she joined the Marketing Impact Academy, she was a stay-at-home mom, you know, married, really happy to be with her family. Her hobby was doodling. And I'm not talking like, you know, like amazing artistry. I'm saying like legit doodling. And she wanted to find a way to help her family and to build this into like a real sustainable business and help other people figure out how to doodle and help people how to take doodling and use doodling to explain things like teachers. I've used her content. I love the courses that she's created. And it's crazy how by her being a student of the Marketing Impact Academy, she's been able to turn her hobby, her passion, into this amazing business. So anyways, Diane's been going through my Instagram training, and I wanted to share a voice message from her. But before I do, I want to tell you this. This is a really important Instagram training. It'll help you grow your Instagram, and the reason why you need to do that is because you have passions too. You have things that right now you don't even think they're a big deal, that you could ever make a living from it, and you're wrong. You have some experience, some training, some knowledge, some know-how, some skills, things that you've been through, things that you've figured out, and they're valuable to other people. And even if you're not thinking about starting a business, you should consider finding ways to make some extra income online and serve other people in the process. Now, you're going to listen to this. First, this message from Diane, and then I'm going to go right into the Instagram training, the audio version of that. But if you want to not worry about taking notes, you know, you're listening to it. So if you're like, oh, I wonder what she was showing on the screen during that part or some of the apps that I'm referring to and even some of the tutorials, guess what? I put them together in a PDF and I will text it to you. So all you have to do is remember this number, and it's going to be really easy for you to remember because I am 5'2". That's how tall I am. And here's the number, 55222. So that was 55222, 55222. And you're going to text. You can do this while you're listening to me. Okay. You're probably on your phone. Just open up your text message app. I'll wait. Okay, good. Now, where you would put in the name, just type in the numbers 55222, okay? And now go down to where it says message and just type in one word, IG help, all one word, all uppercase, IG help, all one word, and hit send. And while I'm still talking to you, I'll bet you $100 you're going to get a text message right back from me, and that will have the link to the PDF so that you can see the apps that I'm talking about. You can see the tutorials. You're going to love this. You're welcome.
Hey, Chalene, it's Diane Black, and I just had to leave you a quick voicemail to tell you how amazing you are and how excited I am about the free Instagram report coming out on Friday. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to totally blow my Instagram up. As you've seen, my Instagram's blown up from 1,000 to 63,000 followers in the last year alone. One of my posts yesterday had 7,000 people find me from hashtags alone. So when I saw in your Instagram stories that you were talking about hashtags, you are so right on. I cannot wait to see what happens when I apply everything that you are going to share with us. My Instagram right now already has 250,000 people looking at it every week, and I don't even do a lot of promoting of it. I love everything that you're teaching about growing my Instagram, which is about finding my people and finding my tribe and finding the creatives that I want to inspire. So thank you for inspiring me and all that you're doing in the world. Love you, Chalene. Bye.
Oh, extra added bonus for my podcast listeners. This is only for you. I have an update at the very end of this training that I just found out right now. And so I didn't even get to include it in the training, but you're going to get it at the end of the podcast. So please listen all the way to the end. All right, off to your training. So you're super frustrated with Instagram. Congratulations, you're in the right place. I know you guys have been dying to get this information, so I'm going to summarize the highlights of this. I'm not going to read it word for word. By the way, my name is Chalene Johnson. I am a New York Times bestselling author. I'm also the creator of the Marketing Impact Academy. What I love doing is helping people take an idea or a passion or just something they really love and help them figure out how to leverage social media to build a legitimate business. I mean, a 6- and 7-figure business. My work has been featured in Business Weekly, Forbes Magazine, Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, Success Magazine. My students, I'm telling you, I'm so proud of the students who are now self-made millionaires. And I don't say that to brag. I'm saying that because, well, number one, I want you to know you're in good hands. Number two, I need you to believe that it's possible for you. Because if you don't believe it's possible for you, you shouldn't even be here. Number three is I want you to know it's worth the time to learn things like this to figure out what's going on so you have the competitive edge. I'm going to share with you what has changed the Instagram algorithms because we have the data. And I'm also going to give you 5 things that you need to start doing differently today, even from what you were doing just a month ago, and it's going to make a huge difference for you. Let's get started right away. I'm going to tell you first what has changed the algorithms, because if you understand that, it's going to make a whole lot more sense. Let me cut to the best news of all, and that is this. Likes are nearly completely irrelevant. Likes just do not matter anymore. They don't, and you're gonna understand why. Okay, so let's get to the algorithms first. So there are 5 things that have dramatically impacted the Instagram algorithms. They are, number 1, carousel posts. Number 2, IG stories. Number 3, IGTV. Number 4, IG live. And number 5, photos on your profile page have transformed into blog posts. Have you noticed that? And these aren't all new features. These are features that have, released some of them earlier this year, some of them last year. But what's happened is these features have changed the Instagram algorithm. So if you're still evaluating your success based on likes, you're missing the boat. Here's why. Likes are something that people give you if the only thing they're doing is looking at your photo and going, I like it. But that's not how Instagram works anymore. Now we have divided, let's just say you have one follower. That one follower, their attention is now divided amongst these 5 different things or more. If you think of Instagram as like a warehouse, it used to just be one big thing to look at. Now, when you walk in, it's like there's 5 individual rooms where you can go and hang out, 5 individual places where you divide the attention of your divide and or capture the attention of your followers. Does that make sense? So of course your likes are going to be down. Of course engagement's going to be down, but that's not necessarily telling you what's going on your Instagram. These 5 things are also why you feel so overwhelmed. There's IG stories, there's IG live, there's IGTV, and there's carousels, and now people's regular posts on their page, holy cow, they're so beautifully curated and perfectly branded. You just feel like you wake up in the morning, you're like, I can't just post me standing in a robe. I gotta go to like Tahiti with a hot guy and put on a special hat and look like my life is amazing, or why even bother? And on top of that, even if you do have a great photo or a great video, again, as you probably noticed, the posts underneath have become so valuable that they're virtually blog posts, really high quality, but it's intimidating and it's taking a ton of time. So let me tell you what 5 things you can do differently, need to do differently immediately to make an impact with your Instagram. Number 1, create savable posts. Now, this is on a very reliable inside source. One of the things that Instagram's looking at in terms of their algorithm and who they're showing your content to is they're taking a look at how many people are saving your posts, right? Because what Instagram's main mission right now is to make the app functional. They want it to be the content that you want to see. If you're saving someone's post, you're telling Instagram, oh, this isn't just something I like. This is something I want to go back and look at later. So, like, that is so much more important than a like. Create content that people want to save. Number 2, carousel posts. Like, don't ignore the carousel. Carousel posts are huge. Why? Because Instagram can see. even if someone's not liking, Instagram can see all this activity. They can see when someone swipes. They can see if they swiped once, twice, two, three, four, five, six. Each time somebody swipes, that's an activity. Each one of those activities factors into the algorithm, which tells Instagram, hey, this person is spending a lot of time interacting with this content. Carousels are a really easy way to do that. Guess what else? Carousels can boost your engagement by 500% in less than 3 weeks. We've seen it happen in some of our own case studies. If you haven't already, don't forget to download the PDF that accompanies this report, because in it, you will see actual images of those Instagrams where they switch from doing a regular post to a carousel post. Let me describe for you exactly what I mean so you can do this on your account. Let's say you've got a DIY, something that you can teach people how to do in 1 minute, and you post up a 1 minute video with great detailed instructions beneath the post. Well, that video, if I want to see step three, I have to watch the whole minute. I can't pause it, I can't fast forward, I can't rewind it. But if you're clever and you're using a carousel, you can put each one of the steps in an individual carousel. We'll show you an example here inside the PDF where one account switched from using 1 minute tutorials to breaking down that 1 minute tutorial and using each step as an individual carousel. And again, that account showed a 700% increase just by making that simple change in less than 3 weeks. So take that to heart. That's also how you're gonna get more people to save it. Like, they're saved, we'll show you those details too. The number of saves on that account skyrocketed. Number three, you've gotta get better at stories. Over 70% of people say that they're now looking at stories first over page content. And I'll tell you, this is a hypothesis right here. I look at stories first. You know why? Because I like real. And when I'm looking at somebody's feed, I'm always like, do they really look like that? Like, wow. And plus, anytime I'm looking at someone's perfect aesthetic on their page, I'm like, I don't have that good of a life, do I? Like, I don't know. It just makes me feel bad, and I don't want to feel bad. So I look at stories. Why? Because stories are real, and real makes me feel good. And so that's what's happening. People love real. That's why they love stories. They want to know who you are. And if we want to feel good about ourselves, we want to see real. We don't want to see, I mean, perfect is pretty, but it's not what people are looking at. So if people aren't looking at that, why are you spending all of your time stressing about those posts? Myself personally, I have changed the way I'm spending my time on Instagram based on this information, which we've been collecting now for more than about 4 months. So I started doing this about 4 months ago, and that is posting to my regular profile. And I don't know, I'm not saying this is right for you, but for me, I'm like, I only have so many hours in the day. If I'm gonna spend time on my stories, I'm gonna spend less time posting to my profile, to my page, if that makes sense. Okay, so here's how you can get better at stories. Here's what they told us. You need to post in regular intervals. So instead of just posting up like, you know, 8 stories in the morning, post at regular intervals throughout the day. A few in the morning, a few in the afternoon, a few in the evening, etc. If you can do that. Now, if you're not gonna post at all that day, no problem. This is just best case scenario. Next, mix it up. Yep, respondents told us they don't like seeing pages where it's just a talking head for all the little dots. They wanna see a couple of talking heads and then a couple of text updates and then maybe a survey, maybe a poll, maybe a camera facing away from you showing us what you're looking at. Next, be brief. Unanimously, people said when they, even if they love the content, and they said it, Shalene, even you, they said, even if we love the content, if I look at a story and there's like dashes to infinity, even if it's like fascinating content, they're like, I ain't got time. And they swipe and they move to the next story. So I know you think it's great. If it is really that great of content, then download it, piece it together, and upload it as an IGTV. Yeah, there's an idea. Okay, next, assume that the average person is at work and they are not looking at Instagram with their volume up. What does that mean? It means if you're doing a talking head video, just as we have done, you're gonna post either a summary below that talking video or talking story, or caption it. There's some great apps that are also included in your PDF that basically take your video and they do a really great job of providing captions for you on the video without you having to send it out to be transcribed. Okay, next, you've got to assume that people read slow. So if you are posting a graphic, we'll show you how to build that out in our PDF. You just post up one quick image and expect people to read all that content in the nanosecond that Instagram shows it to you, no one's going to read that content, and it's frustrating to them. So instead, build it slowly, where you're giving people time to read the full sentence before moving on to the next sentence. It's more engaging, it's captivating, and it gives your viewer time to take in the important content. Next, make sure that your stories are interactive. Nobody wants to be talked to. We like a dialogue. That's why the second I'm done, I'm going to read all of your comments so I can interact with you. People, we want a conversation. That's what's new about social media. It used to be just like, you know, entertainment. We were soaking it all in. Now we're like, I want real, and I want to have a conversation, and I want to know that I matter, and I want to ask you a question, and I'd like for you to answer. So you've got to create content on your stories that's interactive. Ask questions. Don't give people all the information. Now, this is something I teach in great detail inside the Marketing Impact Academy, and it's very different from attraction marketing. It's called curiosity marketing. Curiosity marketing is just the kind of thing where it's like dating almost, where it's like you don't want to give them everything. You want to leave them a little bit curious so that they're asking you a few questions so you can engage and have that conversation. That's really important in your stories. Also, we're little kids, so we like buttons, we like to tap, and all of that interaction, guess what it does? It tells Instagram that you like this person's content. If you're just watching my stories and you're never interacting with them, but you're interacting with someone else's, they're going to show the content of the person who you're interacting with before they show mine. So you got to get the people who are watching your stories to interact, whether that's replying to a poll, using the little slider, tapping on a hashtag, swiping up and asking you a question. All of those things improve your ability to be seen by your existing followers. Okay, next, you've got to use hashtags wisely. I know you know to use hashtags, but in our research, what we found is that account banning and ghosting, those are real things. That's when you're using a hashtag that is technically problematic for Instagram. In other words, if you're using a very popular hashtag on your posts regularly, like you just copy and paste them in, and one of those hashtags happens to be associated with spam. Like, so for example, let's say it's, booty day. I'm just guessing. And spammers have taken that over and turned into like soft porn. Then that hashtag is problematic for Instagram, and they just won't show the content of people who are using that hashtag. They won't show that post. If you've used that hashtag, that post won't appear. It won't appear on that page, and sometimes people can't even see it unless they go to your profile. Isn't that crazy? And other things. So other things that can cause banning. First of all, use hashtags that you've checked out. They're relevant. Make sure that they're not being used by spammers. Make sure that that's not what's causing you to get banned. And don't use hashtags that are so popular you're never going to be seen anyways. Hashtags are like the freaking best way for you to be discovered. Guess what? You got to start using them on your stories too. Now you only get, I think, 5. The details are for sure in the report. You want to use hashtags, I think it's 5, on your stories. Really powerful way for you to be discovered. Yes, that's huge. And you've got to use them on your regular posts. So when you do post to your profile page, make sure you're using the best hashtags. Now, we do have a link in the PDF that will help you understand how to create better hashtags. It's all covered in great detail. Obviously, for those of you who are Marketing Impact Academy students, we go really in depth into that. Okay, and here's the 5th thing you need to do. You need to talk to people. That means you've got to reply to comments quickly as possible. Not just on your regular feed and post to your page, but on your stories. Those people who you reply to, that's an engagement. You're telling Instagram's algorithm, hey, this is someone who is talking to me, so Instagram's going to show your content to those people. That's the number one reason why to do it, but even more important than that is you want to do that because it's about connections, right? Like, I know some people think it's ridiculous that I spend a lot of time every single day going through my messages and replying personally to as many people as possible. To me, that's the best investment of my time because I can connect with people who I truly want to help. And that's how we build an audience. Now, you might have way too many followers, God bless you, that like you just get way too many comments. There's no way you could do that. And I understand at a certain point you have to have a life. But there is a workaround. And it's very, very simple. It doesn't take as much time as what you realize. I'm going to share with you how you can shortcut this so that it's very fast to interact with people. I'm going to teach you how to type in one word and you'll populate a long very personal reply that gives people the information that they're looking for. Bonus tip, when you are replying to people who have swiped up on your stories, make sure you start with the list that's on the right, the people who you yet haven't had a conversation with, because those are new people and engaging with them is really important so that your content, again, shows up in their stories across the top and in their newsfeed. This is one of the best ways for you to connect with people. Now, I know that sounds like, gosh, Shalene, this is a lot. It's still a lot. I mean, you've answered a lot of great questions for me, but doesn't this mean I'm going to have to spend a lot more time on Instagram? No. I want to keep this brief. You gotta do the foundational stuff. This is what drives me crazy, is people who waste their whole freaking day in social media and they don't have the foundation of their business in place. Okay, it is such a pet peeve. So I'm gonna go over those foundational pieces so you know what they are, because if you're just not only wasting your time, but if you're spending all your time building your social media and you don't have these foundational pieces in place, it is like building a house of cards. It's gonna crumble. It's really quite pointless. I know so many people that have huge social media followings and they reach out to me and they say, oh, what do? I mean, I'm not making any money. You think that you're just gonna make a ton of money if you get a ton of followers. Ain't true. You need the foundation in place. With the foundation in place, you need very few followers to actually turn your passion, your love, that thing that you wanna help other people with, to turn that into a business. You need very few followers if you have your foundation in place. So, here's your homework assignment for Instagram. I want you to post up a story, post it to your story. Like, don't send it to me, post it to your story asking this question, but at me. So, at Shalene Johnson, that way I'll see it and I will be answering as many of those questions as possible. Now, I'd love it if you did like a video story, right? But if you're not comfortable on camera, no problem. Just put it in a question form on, what are they called? Text stories, whatever. Do it that way. Either way, don't forget to tag me so I can see it, add it to my story. And remember, sharing is caring. This is very time-sensitive information, the report. We won't be leaving it up indefinitely. So if you know someone who's really struggling with Instagram or your team, share it with them so that they can take advantage of this before we take it down. Well, thank you so much for staying tuned. I hope that really helps your Instagram. As you know, there's a part two that's going to be coming to this training because there's just too much to cover in one lesson. I hope that you will stay tuned for that. That's going to release on Monday. I want to share with you that update that I told you I didn't have at the time I made this training audio about Instagram. It's pretty huge. But first, I want you to hear from a couple of my students. And the reason I want you to hear from them is because A, I'm so proud of them, and B, I want you to know it's possible for you too. Let's play Diane Bleck's testimonial audio. Yeah. And let's also play Kenya's, K-E-E-N-Y-A.
Since joining Marketing Impact Academy, I've paid off $125,000 worth of debt. I have 5,000 students online. I've been named one of the top 100 women to watch on Twitter, top 50 online courses for creativity. I was recently featured in Kajabi's You Inc. about a premier example of someone who is turning their passion into business, and I'm writing my 8th book right now. My name is Diane Bleck. I'm the founder of the Doodle Institute. Today, I want to talk to the creatives out there, the people who have a passion and they want to know how to make it into a business, because that was me just a few years ago. I was creating YouTube videos and Periscope videos around my passion, but I didn't have a formal plan for how to grow it into a business. And thanks to Marketing Impact Academy, I learned how to create baby offers so that I could start to build a list of my ideal customers. I then learned how to build courses as well as a social media strategy and a team to support my growth. It gave me a foundation for sharing my knowledge with students. My professional work has exploded, as well as my ability to be an online instructor, which has been a dream of mine. If I can do this, if I can make a business out of doodling, you can make a business out of your dreams too.
Marketing Impact Academy really helped me go from probably less than $50,000 a year to over $200,000 in less than 18 months. And it has drastically changed my life and changed my business financially. So if you're a new entrepreneur or you're a seasoned entrepreneur, you're trying to figure out what to do with social media, this is for you. I felt like I knew a little bit about building a business and making money on social media, but as a result of joining the program, I realized how much I did not know. I realized how much I was working overtime. As a CEO, I was acting like the project manager, I was acting like the sales team, and I was acting like the marketing team. I remember the day when I saw that Facebook alerted me that you have 1,000 Facebook friend requests and you need to accept some, and I was like, why? Where did that even happen? And it's because of live stream, you know, really teaching authentically and building relationships. People began to share my content like nobody's business. And my numbers are just drastically going up on Facebook. So the biggest piece from in Marketing Impact Academy for me was repurposing my Facebook Live content, because I was already doing it and people were already watching, but I was missing a boatload of people on all of my other platforms. But once I started breaking down the content and giving each platform what it needed, my numbers increased and my sales increased, and so revenue increased. When I first heard about Marketing Impact Academy, I knew that it was gonna be great. I knew that Shalene was gonna teach me everything I needed to know. But when I thought about investing, I was like, I've never given anybody that type of money before. But I knew that either I was gonna invest now or I was gonna invest in somebody else's $100 program and still not get what I needed. I have seen my return every single time I watch a video and I implement, and I watch a video and I implement. It's been the most amazing experience because everything I need is right there. For anyone out there that is nervous about investing the money in Marketing Impact Academy, the thing about it is that is this: you're gonna be building your business anyway, and you're going to be trying to figure out how to do this and how to do that, but why not go to one place where it's already profitable for so many other people? You can see the success in so many of her students. It just makes sense to look at yourself and say, I'm worth this. You know, we're going to spend money on rent and mortgage, but what about that investment that can literally make you millions of dollars? To me personally, this is the one that's making me millions of dollars.
Okay, so now here's the update that I didn't get to include in the training, so it's a special bonus for listeners of The Shalene Show. It's this: when you make a mistake, let's say, in one of your captions under Instagram, meaning not your comment, but the actual caption, you know, sometimes you catch a spelling error or you're like, oh shoot, I should change out that hashtag. Try to wait 24 hours. When you go in and update your caption, Instagram, for whatever reason, doesn't like that. Now, when I say they don't like that, I'm referring to their algorithm. So for whatever reason, you're going to get lesser reach if you edit your caption, definitely within the first hour. And many experts suggest you should wait 24 hours before editing that caption. The alternative is, yes, you could delete the whole thing. But if you delete it and post up the same exact photo or the same exact video, same thing. Instagram picks up on that algorithm. It sees that there's some kind of a problem going on. It doesn't know if you're doing something spammy or tricky. So it diminishes your returns. So get it right. Spend some time to make sure that your caption is exactly as you want it to be, using the right hashtags, which we'll talk about in the part two of the training that I release on Monday. And then just let it sit. You know, don't make any changes for 24 hours. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this series. I hope you're dreaming. Hope you're dreaming and knowing you believe that a crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life is something you deserve too. Why not you? Why not you? Why not now? Let's put your dreams on paper and make this a reality. I love you so much. Thank you for being you. Thank you for listening. You are thebomb.com.
This episode of The Shalene Show is a special episode brought to you by MarketingImpactAcademy.com. It's an online school that we open up registration to just once a year. If you want to know how to run an online business and you are not tech savvy, if you want to build a better online business, if you don't want to be a slave to your laptop or your phone or to feel like you're constantly on social media, if you don't want to waste a ton of money developing websites or spending money on SEO experts, I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. And if we have already closed registration by the time you hear this message, don't worry, we'll put you on our list and you'll be first to be notified when we open up registration next year.